Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Mixed market close today, classic tug of war. Dow dipped, but NASDAQ EE ket out a 0.7% gain. What's your take?
Yeah, that NASDAQ outperformance is all about the mega caps, chip makers, and growth stocks, right? NVIDIA leading the charge, up over 4%. Beast mode.
Exactly. MGK, SOX, Russell 3000 growth, all up. But not everyone's joining the party. Equal-weighted S&P 500 actually down 0.6%. Little conviction out there. Overbought jitters, maybe?
For sure. Plus, those yields are creeping up. 10-year at 4.53%, 2-year at 4.5%, adding to the selling pressure.
Definitely seeing some stock-specific action, though. Supermicrocomputer, SMCI, popping almost 16% on that massive deal with Saudi Arabia's Data Vault. $20 billion for GPU platforms.
Big money. Meanwhile, American Eagle Outfitters, AEO, took a hit. Pulled their guidance? Economic uncertainty. That's the story we keep hearing.
Right, and then there's Boeing. BA, up slightly. Big order from Qatar Airways for wide-body jets. Record-breaking, actually.
Interesting. So winners and losers, but a pretty flat market overall. What about the year-to-date numbers? Remind me.
Well, S&P 500 up a tiny 0.2%, Dow down 1.2%, NASDAQ also down 0.9%. Mid-caps and small-caps lagging, though. Russell 2000 down 6.6%. Ouch.
Yeah, small-caps getting hammered. What's on the economic data front?
Mortgage applications way down. Crude oil inventories built. Tomorrow, we've got PPI, retail sales, Empire State Manufacturing, Philly Fed, jobless claims, the whole shebang.
Busy day. Anything else catching your eye?
Everest Construction, ECG, huge Q1 beat, rebounding from a Q4 miss, up over 17% today. Data center business is booming, apparently. They're not worried about the noise in the market. Interesting.
So, a classic post-spinoff story. Analysts underestimate, company overdelivers. ECG might be one to watch, especially if that data center demand holds up. Good catch.
So, Everest Construction, ECG, a real standout today. Up over 17%. That's a serious move.
Huge. Especially in this market. Big Q1 beat, bouncing back from that Q4 miss. Classic post-spinoff story, right?
Yeah, analysts underestimate. Company over-delivers. Their data center business is apparently on fire. Not worried about any market noise.
Interesting. Reminds me a bit of Tutor Perini, TPC last week. Another construction play with a big Q1 upside surprise. Maybe there's a trend here?
Possibly. Speaking of surprises, American Eagle Outfitters, AEO, not so good. Pulled their guidance, right? Blaming economic uncertainty.
Yep, that's the recurring theme this earnings season. AEO took a hit today, understandably. Then you've got Alcon, ALC, missing on earnings and revenue. Not a great picture.
Rough, but some bright spots too. Dynatrace, DT, crushed it. Beat on earnings and revenue, raised guidance. Global E-Online, GLBE, also a beat and raise. So it's a mixed bag out there.
Definitely. And what about all that other news? AMD with a new $6 billion buyback, a firm partnering with Costco, Alphabet's Waymo having to recall self-driving cars. It's a lot to digest.
It is. And don't forget the political stuff. House Republicans wrangling over the SALT deduction, China taking shots at their UK trade deal. Always something, isn't there?
Always. So ECG one to watch, data centers, post-spinoff momentum could be a good story, but gotta keep an eye on that broader market uncertainty. AEO's a reminder of that.
Whoa, lots to unpack today. From mega deals to FDA approvals, and even a little political intrigue, markets definitely had their hands full.
Absolutely. Let's start with the big one, Boeing. A massive order from Qatar Airways, 210 wide-body jets. Record-breaking stuff. That's got to be a huge boost for BA, right?
Huge. And not just Boeing. GE Aerospace also snagged a record engine deal as part of that. Speaking of aerospace, Lockheed Martin, LMT, is expecting that F-35 contract award sooner than anticipated. Good news all around for the sector.
Yeah, aerospace is definitely having a moment. But then you have American Eagle Outfitters, AEO, pulling their guidance. Blaming economic uncertainty, of course. That's a recurring theme this earnings season.
It is. And Alcon, ALC, also missing earnings and revenue. Not a great picture there. But hey, Dynatrace DT crushed it. Beat and raise, Global E-Online, GLBE too. So a mixed bag as always.
Definitely mixed. And what about that news from BioCryst Pharma, BCRX? FDA acceptance of their NDA for Orladio oral granules. That's a big win for them.
For sure. On the healthcare front, Merck, MRK also got FDA approval for Belzutifan. Lots of movement in that space. Oh, and speaking of movement, What about that Waymo recall? Alphabet's self-driving cars hitting a snag.
Yeah, that's not ideal. But then you have AMD with a new $6 billion buyback and Affirm partnering with Costco. So some positive news on the tech front, although Microsoft MSFT is apparently aiming to close Xandr DSP. Interesting.
Very interesting. And don't forget the political side of things. House Republicans still wrangling over the SALT deduction, and China taking shots at their UK trade deal. Always something, isn't there?
Always. So lots of moving parts today. Boeing and GE Aerospace with those massive deals, AEO and ALC struggling, and everything in between. Definitely a day for stock pickers.
Whoa, market movers all over the map today. Everything from AI supercomputers to robo-taxi fires. It's a lot to process.
It is. Let's start with that NBIS news. An AI supercomputer for Israel? That's a pretty big deal. Definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, AI is everywhere these days. Speaking of which, Praz Holdings launching AI-powered agents? Interesting. And OneStream too, with their sensible AI. Seems like everyone's jumping on the bandwagon.
AI is hot. But back to the more tangible stuff. Nissan potentially moving Sentra production to Mississippi. To avoid tariffs, that's a big shift.
It is. Speaking of shifts, what about that NOV news? Reporting costs instead of sales when calculating commissions. That's not a good look.
Definitely not. And then there's Nucor with that cybersecurity incident update. Always a concern these days.
Always. On a brighter note, Novo Nordisk and Septerna collaborating on oral medicines for obesity, that could be huge.
Yeah, big potential there. But then you've got Pony.ai with that robo-taxi fire. Not exactly a vote of confidence in their technology.
Ouch. And they're announcing extended lockups by founders, trying to stop the bleeding, maybe.
Possibly. Lots of share buyback news, too. Owens Corning, Pembina Pipeline, companies returning cash to shareholders. That's usually a good sign, right?
Usually. But then you have Penn Entertainment with that proxy battle. HG Vor is not messing around.
Nope. And Parsons landing those airport contracts? Big win for them. Infrastructure spending, still going strong.
Seems like it. Red Cat Holdings expanding into unmanned surface vessels? Interesting. Maritime domains getting a lot of attention.
It is. And what about that RegionX Bio news? FDA acceptance for their NDA. That's a big catalyst. Lots of moving pieces today. Definitely keeps things interesting.
Whoa, market's buzzing today. Everything from gene therapy breakthroughs to AI-powered customer service. It's a lot to digest.
It is. Let's start with the healthcare sector. RegionX Bio, RGX, getting FDA acceptance for their mucopolysaccharidosis 2 gene therapy. That's a big win for them. Potentially first-in-class treatment.
Huge potential there. And Tempus, TM, collaborating with Boehringer Ingelheim on cancer treatments. Another promising development. Plus Terns Pharmaceuticals, Tern, presenting data at the European Hematology Association Congress. Lots of action in healthcare.
Yeah, definitely a sector to watch. Switching gears to tech, Twilio, Tibolo, partnering with Microsoft on conversational AI, that could be a game changer for customer engagement.
For sure. And Upstart, UPST, showcasing their AI breakthroughs. AI is everywhere these days. Speaking of tech, what about Salesforce, CRM? That fiduciary letter from Proofmark raises some eyebrows.
Definitely something to monitor. Governance concerns are never good. On a lighter note, Warner Bros. Discovery, WBD, is rebranding HBO Max to just Max. And they're planning a CNN streaming service? Interesting.
Very interesting. And what about Starbucks? SBUX, workers walking out over policy changes. That could impact their bottom line.
Yeah, labor issues are always a concern. Switching to financials, Town Bank Town, increasing their dividend. That's a positive sign. But True Blue, TBI, adopting a shareholder rights agreement, that's usually a defensive move.
Yeah. What about TXO Energy Partners, TXO, pricing their public offering, raising capital? And TXNM Energy, TXNM with those leadership transitions. Always a bit of uncertainty there.
Definitely. Moving on, Supermicrocomputer SMCI landing that massive deal with DataVolt, $20 billion for liquid-cooled GPU platforms. That's huge.
Massive. And their DLC-2 solutions sound promising. Saving on power and costs? Data centers are a hot area right now. Speaking of hot, Tesla, TSLA, resuming Cybertruck part shipments in the U.S., and a new pay package for Elon Musk, always something with Tesla.
Always. And what about Uber, with their new savings programs, and partnering with iFood in Brazil, trying to expand their reach. Lots of moving pieces today. Definitely a market for stock pickers.
Whoa, that's a laundry list of analyst moves, upgrades, downgrades, initiations. Where do we even begin?
Let's start with the big names. PVH upgraded to buy at Jefferies, target $105. Regeneron also upgraded to buy at Citi with a $700 target. And C Limited, SE, upgraded to overweight at JP Morgan, target $190.
Some serious bullishness there. But then you've got the downgrades. AbbVie, Merck, United Health, all getting hit. Healthcare taking a beating.
Yeah, Citi and BAFA not feeling the love for healthcare. And what about those utility downgrades? Consolidated Edison, Exelon, Southern Company, all downgraded to underweight at KeyBank. Maybe some rotation out of defensives?
Possibly. And Rivian downgraded at Jefferies, target $16. Wayfair downgraded to sell at Loop Capital, target $35. Ouch. Retail's a tough space right now.
It is. But hey, some new coverage too. Dutch Bros initiated with an outperform at RBC, target $83. Ehang initiated with a buy at BAFA, target $26. Always interesting to see new names on the radar.
Definitely. And what about all that economic data coming out tomorrow? PPI, retail sales, jobless claims, the whole shebang. Could be a volatile day.
For sure. And don't forget those earnings releases. Lots of companies reporting this week. Gotta keep an eye on those. Definitely a lot to digest. But those upgrades on PVH, Regeneron, and C Limited, those are some big names to watch. Could be some interesting opportunities there, especially if the broader market cooperates.
Whoa, market's buzzing. NASDAQ leading the charge, but a sense of caution in the air. What's your take on this WaveRider AI analysis?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, right? SPY and QQQ showing stability, but that late-day volume spike on SPY, interesting. Almost like a hesitant push higher.
Exactly. And QQQ hovering above 519. WaveRider points out that a break above 519 with volume could signal short-term strength. Yeah?
Definitely something to watch. But VXX ticking up slightly too, not a major fear signal, but a reminder that volatility is still present.
True. And those sector trends, XLK and XLC leading the charge, while defensives like XLP and XLU lag. Sounds like a classic rotation play.
Classic. But what about those key levels? 588 resistance on SPY, 519 on QQQ. Gotta see a convincing break.
Absolutely. And if we break down, 5 and 86 support on SPY, 517 on QQQ. Could get ugly fast.
No doubt. WaveRider's bullish scenario hinges on volume and breaking those resistance levels. Positive economic news, tech earnings, those are the catalysts.
Makes sense. And the bearish scenario? Breakdown below support, heavy volume, bad news, the usual suspects.
Yep, so cautious optimism, but definitely a stock picker's market. Gotta watch those sector trends and key levels.
Agreed. And that 4% EOD projection for today? Bold call. We'll see how that plays out.
We will. Now, that other WaveRider analysis from yesterday, that's where things get really interesting. Remember, bullish, strong momentum, but extreme caution on that 20% weekly indicator.
Oh yeah, that's right. Mega caps and chip makers driving the rally, but United Health CEO turnover throwing a wrench in the works. A lot of conflicting signals.
Definitely. Tech and consumer discretionary showing resilience, but defensives lagging. VXX rising too. It's a tug of war out there.
It is. And those upcoming data points, mortgage index, crude oil inventories, could definitely sway things. Lots to watch.
Lots to watch. So bottom line, focus on momentum names in tech and consumer discretionary, but tread carefully. That extreme caution warning is ringing in my ears. Gotta be nimble in this market. Ready for anything.
Whoa, lots of market chatter today. WaveRider AI is dropping some interesting analysis. Continuation breakouts, anticipation plays. Where do we start?
Let's dive into those continuation breakouts first. MSFT and APLD, WaveRider's highlighting some interesting price and volume action there.
Yeah, MSFT trading in a tight range, but with strong volume. Classic coiled spring, right? Ready to pop.
Exactly. WaveRider's calling out 451.10 as a potential entry, with a tight stop at 449.20. Target of 455, maybe even 457.50 if momentum holds.
I like that risk-reward profile. And APLD? Another interesting setup.
Yeah, that recent volume surge is definitely eye-catching. WaveRider suggests an entry around 598, stopped just below 590, targeting 620, potentially 635. Gotta love those defined levels.
Absolutely. So MSFT and APLD for continuation breakouts. What about those anticipation plays?
Well, WaveRider's got HIMS and ZM on the radar, but no specific entry or exit points given. We'll have to do our own homework there.
True, but the overall sector analysis is helpful. Tech and energy showing some interesting moves. MSFT, AAPL spot, strong volume, continued interest.
Yeah, and in energy, APLD showing potential momentum building. MBR, not so much. Mixed bag as always.
Always. And what about that other wave rider analysis? The ants breakout one? MCO, Axon, MSFT again. Strong bullish signals.
MCO closing near daily highs, strong support. Axon breaking through resistance with volume. MSFT showing resilience at key levels. All good signs.
Definitely. But remember, WaveRider also flagged that extreme caution warning. Gotta be careful out there.
Absolutely. Tight stops, manage risk, especially near those key resistance points, and avoid defensive sectors unless we see confirmed volume and price strength. No point fighting the tape.
Agreed. So lots of potential setups, but gotta stay disciplined. Focus on momentum, manage risk, and be ready to adapt. This market's not for the faint of heart.
It's not. But hey, that's what makes it exciting, right? Gotta love the challenge. Now let's get ready for tomorrow. Could be a wild ride.
Whoa, WaveRider AI's been busy. Continuation breakouts, anticipation plays, and now ants delay 9M. What's the story?
Yeah, lots to unpack. Let's start with those continuation breakouts. MSFT and APLD are looking primed for some upward movement.
MSFT, that coiled spring ready to pop. What were those key levels again?
45110 potential entry, 44920 stop. Targeting 455, maybe even 457.50. Solid risk reward.
I like it. And APLD, that volume surge is telling. Yeah?
Exactly. Entry around 598, stop below 590, aiming for 6.20, maybe 635. Clear levels, defined targets.
Nice. So those are the breakouts. What about HIMS and ZM, those anticipation plays?
Well, WaveRider's highlighting them, but no specific entry exit points. We'll have to do our own digging there. But the sector analysis is helpful, tech and energy showing strength.
Right, MSFT, APL, SPEC, all with strong volume, and APLD and energy, building momentum. But MBR not so much, always a mixed bag.
Always. Now this ants delay 9M analysis, that's where things get interesting. EQX and DKNG, bullish predictions based on volume and price action.
EQX, that gold miner, showing signs of accumulation. What were those levels?
Support at 590, 585, 580. Resistance at 605, 615, 620. Expecting a test of 605, then potentially 615.
Got it. And DKNG, that sports betting play consolidating, ready for a breakout?
Exactly. Support at 38, 37, 80, 37, 50. Resistance at 38, 50, 39, 39, 50. Looking for a move to 38, 50, then 39.
So lots of potential setups. But that extreme caution warning from WaveRider can't ignore that.
Definitely not. Tight stops, manage risk, especially with that 20% weekly indicator flashing. Gotta be nimble. This market's a beast.
It is. But hey, that's what makes it fun, right? Thanks for breaking it all down. This has been Next Day Prep. Catch you tomorrow, folks. And remember, trade smart, not hard.
Absolutely. Stay disciplined, and good luck out there, everyone.